Friday night, the Wildcats football team travels to ancient rival Mount Pleasant. The Wildcats are 1-3, while Mount Pleasant is 0-4, and both teams lost district openers last week. At his weekly news conference, Wildcats football coach Greg Owens talked about Mount Pleasant and the game.
Figuring a way to get back on track now with the Mount Pleasant Tigers, and Mount Pleasant, Coach Homer, new to Mount Pleasant, actually his hometown, he's back there now, and okay. He's just trying to get things back on track and get things going the way that he wants them to go. They're playing hard, they got some speed. Defensively, they got some playmakers over there. They got a big defensive line, some big physical kids there. There's a safety, number one, the Brown kid. He makes a lot of plays. He's got his hands on the football a lot, gets after folks, and does a good job there. And they got a very active middle linebacker, a 6-foot kid that flies around and makes tackles. And again, they got big defensive line. I mean, there's some good looking kids up front. That we've got to get bodies on and get after to score points. And we've got to make sure that, we secure the football, take care of the football, make sure it's ours, and we need to jump on them early. They're kind of down right now. So we need to jump on them early, make sure we're taking care of the ball like we're supposed to. On the offensive side of the ball, we're fixing to see. I mean, it seems like our whole district is running some sort of pistol offset, coming right at it just like we're running. We're just not in the pistol set with it. We've just got our back lined up right beside us, but everybody's kind of coming at you with a little power football, and that's what we got to deal with. But they got two running backs, really good speed. Their quarterback is very accurate with when he's throwing, and does a good job with it. We got to get after their offensive line and get pressure on the quarterback and get after him. And we do that, we feel pretty good about what we're doing. So again, we're playing hard and getting after it, and those are kind of the obstacles we face. When we see these guys this week.
What do you think is their strongest attribute as a team, as an opponent to you? What is the biggest thing that they challenge you with?
I don't know if I can just those things I said there. Yeah. I mean, the speed of the running back scares us, and they just keep pounding at you and come at you. If they bust one, it's kind of like T. High, the same thing last week. You got to keep making tackles, because they're not complicated in their schemes. They're running at all. It's a simple power play at you. It's inside zone, outside zone, and a little power. We just got to make sure we're at the right place, making the tackles every single time, and don't let one pop on us, not let a guy get loose on us. Again, the quarterback is accurate, but we've got to get pressure when it's time to get pressure. That's the whole thing. I mean, we just got to make sure, and we don't give them an easy one or a cheap one, and we don't turn something over. We just, again, I don't know if this just sounds arrogant or whatever it is, but, I mean, it's not about the opponent for us still. It's still about us doing the little things right. That's kind of where our focus has been all week. That's where it was all last week. Same thing. It's not so much what somebody else has given us, because nobody's given us anything too complicated. It's just the simple fundamentals of football, blocking, tackling, getting after the guys and taking care of the ball and doing those things. I mean, that's where we're at.
Yeah, are they pretty balanced offensively?
Yeah, they're 50-50. I mean, give or take this way, but, I mean, they're pretty balanced the same way, just like T-High was. Yeah. I mean, everybody seems to be getting back in that kind of mindset right now of running it. They don't have a KD Cannon over there running loose. They don't necessarily have – they've got a young quarterback that will come in, and he'll play some wildcat position for them. He's a sophomore kid. I mean, we've been watching him since the middle school all the way up. We've watched him, so they'll come in with a wildcat set that we got to be prepared for and be ready to get after. But it's nothing we haven't seen already, and he's lively. So, but they don't have that kind of necessarily spread athlete right now that I think they want to be able to go back in the spread set. So they're a little more balanced, trying to keep it, trying to eat a little clock up, do all those kind of things.
KSST Sports.